Mexican investigators say it appears four Americans kidnapped in Matamoros last week wound up in the middle of a gunfight between members of rival drug cartels. Two of the U.S. citizens were killed, the two survivors now in a hospital in Brownsville, Texas. Where did COVID-19 come from? The House panel investigating the origins of the virus will hold its very first hearing later today. The National Transportation Safety Board launching a special safety investigation of Norfolk Southern following a series of recent accidents, including the toxic train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio. At least one person is dead in the mid-air collision of two small planes over Winter Haven, Florida. Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures down 24 points. NASDAQ futures off 8 points. More details at srnnews.com.
See, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
We can be an astronaut or a pilot on a flight. A Fortune 500 executive join the army and fight. They said we couldn't do these things, but we proved that we can. We can race NASCAR, be a president while looking better than a man. Celebrate women, W-O-M-E-N. I'll say it again. We can raise kids, mow the lawn, and still have enough time to have a fulfilling career, relax with a glass of wine. Thank you to all our heroic sisters of history. There's nothing in this world women and girls cannot achieve. Celebrate women, W-O-M-E-N. I'll say it again. Celebrate women, W-O-M-E-N. 'Cause we ride.
And we salute you today on Miss Talk 93.1 FM. Coming up, a chance to win a Seafood Bistro gift card. And the contest is all about cereal. Cereal Day was the other day.
Right.
And there was a survey done on the greatest of all time, the GOATs. So we will be asking people to name number one on that list. Think about it right now.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Today will be very different than yesterday. We had 87 degrees on the 7th day of March yesterday. Record high temperature. Today will be 14 degrees cooler. But not only that, did you see how windy it was when you were out a little while ago? We're now gusting to 25 miles per hour out there. So a good bit of sunshine mixed with some clouds with, again, winds gusting as high as 25, which they are right now. Mostly cloudy tonight, overnight low 55. Tomorrow, with a high in the upper 60s, there is a risk of scattered showers and maybe a few thunderstorms beginning tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow night, and first half of the day Friday before ending. That's storm system number one. Friday's high is 72. Cool sunshine Saturday. We get one break in between storm systems with a high around 68. Then another round of showers and storms on Sunday. And really looking ahead, our active period will continue well through next week. On and off, showers and thunderstorms. And spring breakers, that may not go over well with them. Right now this morning, It's 64, but we have that northeast wind at 17, gusting to 25 miles per hour now at 8:06.
Here comes Sun, Sun CDJR of Montgomery. Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is now Sun CDJR. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sun CDJR. Family owned, family driven.
Very professional, very consistent. Our friends at Plumbing by Luke Wire, who have been second to none in the River Region for plumbing since 1983. Actually, when you think about Luke Wire, they started in the air conditioning and heating business back in 76, but then Conrad Misseldon bought the company, and now their plumbing side, and by the way, I wish I would have known 24 years ago about their plumbing side, because it used to be, who in the world am I going to call? Because maybe you've had an unhappy experience with a plumbing concern over the years because of what they charged, you know, as far as overtime. Because at Plumbing by Luke Wire, they never charge overtime. And that's because plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem. So whether it's a leaky faucet, a busted toilet, or a broken pipe, or maybe a leak behind the dishwasher, they're ready to take care of you no matter the hour of the day. And that's why it's a no-brainer at my house. Maybe it's time for a new water heater. Listen, energy concerns are, I mean, it's a big deal now. Energy prices, so they can save you money on your electric bill with a new energy-efficient water heater. 264-9666 for Plumbing by Luke Wire. You can also visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the Plumbing tab, and their Alabama certification number is 84417.
Who's ready?
Who's ready
to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
All right, we're going to go with the conundrum today. We had Cereal Day celebrated, was it Friday?
It was a couple of days ago. Yeah. They all these days all run together.
And a survey was conducted on the greatest cereals of all time. And I'm here to tell you, Frosted Flakes came in at number two.
Uh-oh, that's what I was going to pick for number one.
So what was number one?
Okay.
In this survey of American cereal consumers.
Colon blow.
How many bowls would it take?
You know, I have that. That would I don't be... actually have colon blow. I have the bit from SNL.
Right, yeah, yep.
See, but this is where I get into trouble with my...
labeling?
Yeah, because like I have this is labeled SNL.
And now as a public service to those of our viewers who have difficulty with their hearing, I will repeat the top story of the day, aided by the headmaster of the New York School for the Hard of Hearing, Garrett Morris. Our top story tonight...
Our top story tonight...
Elisa Mo Francisco Franco is still dead.
Is still dead.
Good night and have a pleasant
tomorrow. Good night and have a pleasant tomorrow.
How many bowls of Colon Blow would it take?
I'll tell you, that was just such fun because you couldn't pre-record it.
Mm-hmm.
So you had to be in front of a TV set at 10:30 Central because you didn't want to miss a minute.
Live from New York.
And boy, some may remember, that killed the Saturday night bar business for a while until they started promoting, hey, you can come in here and have a cocktail and watch SNL.
Uh-huh.
Hey, we have one person. Is that it?
So far.
Leon.
Willing to guess that what the number one cereal of all time is?
What do you think?
Frosted Flakes was number two. What was number one, Leon?
Corn Flakes.
Corn Flakes is not it. In fact, Corn Flakes did make the top five.
Okay.
But a lot of people have boycotted Kellogg's products over the last couple of years, so that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking because Corn Flakes was the first cereal they ever made.
Yeah, it does have a long and glorious history.
That's right. It was yesterday because we were talking about Battle Creek, Michigan, and the guy by the name of Kellogg, who It was a mental hospital, was it? Yes?
I don't remember.
Mental hospital. I think it was.
Battle Creek, Michigan. How Battle many Creek. Quarters did you and box tops did you send to Battle Creek?
Oh, my God. Yes, sir.
It was the Amazon of its time.
Yep.
Thank you, Leon. By the way, Leon, April 1st is our next bowling event at Bama Lanes.
April 1st.
Yes. April 1st at 2, yes.
Gotcha.
We will be on Ellie's 1 through 10. Special price for bowling and shoes, and we have had so much fun at these. Please plan on joining us. Dennis, can you name the best cereal number of all one, time in the
number, well, number two.
Number two is Frosted Flakes.
Oh, number two is Frosted Flakes. We need number one.
Yeah. News
Talk, what do you think? You there? Hello?
Yes, sir.
What do you think?
Fruity Pebbles.
Fruity Pebbles.
Let's see. Is Fruity Pebbles number one? No. Didn't make the top five either, but to each his own. Thank you. All right, so let's try J.D.
What do you think?
All right, well, I'm going to tell you, I'll tell you what, guys. At first, with you saying a conundrum, I was kind of thinking it might have been Corn Pops because Joe said he was a bad dude, but he might not have always been bad.
I wonder if they've sold more Corn Pops since that whole ruckus with Joe and Corn Pop.
I don't know, but...
What are you going to go with?
I'm going to go with the Corn Pop.
Kellogg's Corn Pop. Is that the number one of all time? No. Not in the top five either. We will read you the whole list when we're done. Thank
I've got three possibilities. But,
Greatest cereal of all time, just ahead of Frosted Flakes at number two, is... We talk to Sam next.
Hey, I believe you gave us a clue.
Okay.
I think it's Wheaties.
Oh!
Everyone knows it's Wheaties. No. Wheaties is not in the top five either.
But remember how big a deal it was to get your picture on the Wheaties? If you were
Ask Caitlyn Jenner.
Picture got on Wheaties. Yeah.
Yes, I'd say, you know, the way things are today with this woke crap,
yeah,
I'm not surprised that Wheaties would put her in a dress on the cover of the box all those years later.
Yeah.
What an amazing...
Right.
Okay, and we all wanted to be Bruce Jenner when we were that age, right? Look at him.
Yeah.
Ken.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, hi.
My guess is it snaps, it crackles, it pops. It's Rice Krispies.
Get me Rice Krispies at number one, please. No.
That was my vote.
Didn't make the top
that
five.
That was my vote. Yep.
But again, yeah, Snap, Crackle, and Pop, one of the great marketing campaigns of all time.
Of all time, yep.
Appreciate it, Ken. Thank you so much. We go to Leon wants another crack at this.
Yeah.
How about it?
How about some Raisin Bran?
Give me Raisin Bran at number one. Raisin Bran was number four. So give him a bonus entry, Jay, okay, please, on the grand prize for the end of the week. Wow. So I'll tell you what. Looks like we're getting closer.
Leon's getting larger.
It's all those Rice Krispies he's eating.
That's right.
Snap, crackle, and bulge.
Drink.
Here is Ed.
Lucky Charms. They're magically delicious.
And you Lucky Charms. They're magically delicious. Lucky Charms. Was that number one? Nope. Pink Moons, Green Hearts, Blue Farts did not make number one. But nice try. Joel.
Cheerio.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good answer. I don't know if that's right. But
it is not.
No. Oh. Yeah.
However.
God, I forgot all about Cheerios.
A certain type of Cheerio made the top five, but not number one. So up next, we go to Dennis. 27292.
Cheerios.
That was just guessed.
Just guessed. Guess not another one.
Blueberry. Yeah, I don't need cereal, man.
Yeah, no, I love it. Thank you. It's not number one, but it's a funny guess. Appreciate it. 272-9228. We have to take a break. We'll be right back after this very important announcement.
Hold it. Is that what you're having for breakfast?
Sure. Haven't you heard? Fiber is really good for you.
Well, there's fiber, and then there's high fiber. Try this.
Colon Bread. Sounds delicious. But is it really higher in fiber than my oat bran cereal?
Take a guess. How many bowls of your oat bran cereal would it take to equal the fiber content of one bowl of Colon Blow?
Two.
Guess again.
Three.
A little higher.
Four.
Keep trying.
Five.
No, you'll have to do better than that.
Seven.
Guess again.
Eight?
We'll give you one more guess.
Nine.
Not even close. It would take over 30,000 bowls. That much more. You'd have to eat 10 bowls a day, every day, for 8.5 years.
Wow! I think I get the picture!
All right, that gave us enough time to
Phil
let the
Hartman.
Read. Phil, yeah.
Phil Hartman, the great.
All-time great. All right, we go to Bobby. Bobby, can you tell us what was number one in the cereal survey?
How about life?
Oh, I love that stuff. I just bought a box
really
of food.
Good.
Is that number one? No.
Oh, that's really good. I forgot all about life.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for the call. I forgot all about life. Ann.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, good. How are you, Ann?
I'm doing great.
Yeah. What do you think? What's still on the list? What do you think?
Well, I just got in on the last of this. I don't know if it's been said or not,
right.
But I love Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Oh, that hadn't been mentioned yet.
Is that good enough to be number one?
That was
number one.
I'm surprised Captain Crunch wasn't mentioned.
Captain Crunch was number three.
Hey, how about Sugar Smacks?
No,
Sugar Smacks.
I like those.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you are the winner. That was voted number one, best cereal of all time. Yay. So you win a Seafood Bistro gift card. Please hold. Everybody else, you are getting an automatic entry. That would be Gray Hair and Jimmy and Maceo?
Maceo.
Sorry. By this point in the morning, my vowels are hard to see.
Ann was the winner? I'm sorry, I was getting other calls.
No, Ann.
Ann, that's what that. Yeah. Ann was the winner.
Yeah, right. Okay.
No, I thought you said, and no. Was that the winner?
No,
not Ann.
No, Ann.
Ann. Boy, it's going to...
Ridge over the River Kwai.
That is against the rules. That is against the rules to go backwards for something I screwed up earlier in the show and hit me with that. Tell you what, if we keep this up, we are going to have somebody walk into the studio. I'm looking for a drop here and I can't find it.
I'm taking you off the air. I think you're having a breakdown.
All right, we have 1819 News and traffic. Now we're back.
1819 News.
Governor Ivey officially calls for a special session of the Alabama legislature while she delivered a State of the State address last night. The special session will have state lawmakers allocating money from the $1 billion surplus from the American Rescue Plan Act.
Let's wisely invest these federal monies to overcome some of our biggest challenges while also paying off our debts. We know that times are tough right now. That's why I'm calling on you to put nearly $1 billion with a B dollars back into the hands of hardworking, taxpaying Alabamians through one-time rebates of $400. That means $800 for our working families, and it couldn't come at a better time.
I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Ryan Dawson here, CEO of 1819 News. I'm also the host of 1819 News, the podcast, and we'd love for you to join us by listening to our weekly show on all the top podcast apps, both in audio and video format. At 1819 News, the podcast, we are in pursuit of a free and flourishing Alabama. Every week, we're having important conversations with guests from across this great state, all with the goal of equipping Alabamians to be in pursuit of a free and flourishing Alabama with us. New episodes are released weekly. I hope you'll join us.
Students and staff at the Stanhope Elmore High School in Millbrook are mourning the sudden deaths of two students in the past 2 weeks. Counselors, organizations, and resources are now being employed to help all the students, faculty, and families walk through the grieving process. School Principal Ewell Fuller spoke with WSFA News.
Until we feel like that the students' and teachers' needs have been met, we're going to continue to provide whatever services we need.
I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
News Talk 93.1 FM. Just to recap, that was a very successful conundrum. We had a ton of calls. Cereal Day was the other day, and a national survey was done on the most popular flavors, and we'll count down the top five results from that.
Number five.
Honey Nut Cheerios.
Hey, I forgot all about them, too.
Cost Plus 10 at Food Outlet.
Number four.
Raisin Bran.
Oh, yeah.
So there's a legacy cereal that's right. Still doing well.
Number three.
Captain Crunch and Captain Crunch Berries. They kind of mix them together. That's one of Roz's favorites.
Number two.
Frosted Flakes.
And number one.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch. And we gave away a Seafood Bistro gift card to the winner on that contest, that conundrum.
Do you remember when there were gifts embedded inside the, little toys embedded inside the cereal?
I got in trouble once because I used to buy those packs of 10.
Oh, yeah.
10 different cereals.
Sure.
And one morning I thought, well, here's a good idea. Day to start Saturday. I'm going to open up all 10 and fish out the prizes. And did I get yelled at? I remember that one very, very clearly. Mm. Right now, let's talk about Seafood Bistro. Ladies and gentlemen, let me get those folks in the back engaged here.
All hail Jay! All hail Jay! All hail Jay!
Jay Scott.
They look hungry.
Thank you so much. Well, we're going to get them fed over at the Seafood Bistro today. 1651 Perry Hill Road. And their phone number, by the way, 279-7500. Really, though, all you need to know is the Seafood Bistro in name. Google that or go to their website, theseafoodbistro.com, and you're going to see the entire menu and what they've got to offer there for lunch or dinner. They open up at 11 a.m. Monday through Saturday, closed on Sundays. And you can put your order in online through, you know, delivery apps to get it delivered. You can go to their website and put that order in there. You can call ahead if you would like to do that, or just dine in and enjoy the food. 1651 Perry Hill Road, right down here from the station. Things like some of the salads that they have, if you're looking for those, they've got one where you can create your own salad and choose from, I don't know how many toppings you've got to pick from. You can pick up to 6 and more if you would like. There's probably like 20 different toppings to choose from. They've got their po' boys, the red beans and rice, the seafood gumbo as well, the shrimp and grits. It's all delicious and all available to you at the Seafood Bistro. Don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook.
All right, time to check traffic at 8:22. Hard news coming up next.
From Skywatch Traffic, here's the latest traffic conditions in the River Region with Wendell J.
We remain busy all over the area this morning, but we're beginning to see a little curtailment of the early morning rush. Still busy on I-65 southbound inbound to Montgomery, Norman Bridge Road, Northeast Boulevard, and East Boulevard. Those are some of our busiest areas at the moment. Taylor Road is busy from Vaughan up to I-85, and Troy Highway continues to put cars on the East and East South Boulevard. Buckle up, keep it here. We will keep you updated. Front Porch Grill in Millbrooks, where friends meet, home-cooked meals are served, and no one's a stranger. Stop by the Front Porch Grill, Deetsville Highway in Millbrook. Wendell J., Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Sons. Sons Kia of Montgomery. Brubaker Kia is now Sons Kia. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sons Kia of Montgomery. Family-owned, family-driven.
We've all fallen into boring routines. We just keep doing what has to get done. What I want. Isn't it time to escape the old routine and make time for yourself? Make time to go out with old friends. Make time to add excitement back into your life. Make time to feel like a winner again. Life is more fun when you live it. So what are you waiting for? Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and on the Casinoverse app.
Alabama weather will never fail to surprise you. Our lawns hardly get a chance to have any downtime, and as usual, it's already time to start getting ready for spring. This year, save the hard work and aggravation and call Alabama Lawns, the River Region's leader in weed control and fertilization services. What makes Alabama Lawns the River Region's best? It's the people. They have the experience, education, and commitment to customer satisfaction. Ask your neighbors. Alabama Lawns has been the Montgomery Advertiser's Reader's Choice Award winner 11 years in a row. The Alabama Lawn staff is made up of long-term employees and agronomy graduates, and the staff at Alabama Lawns attend annual continuing education classes. It pays to have someone that knows southern grass types and how to keep them green and flourishing. Call Alabama Lawns today at 272-7171 and let them show you real value in a lawn maintenance service. Alabama Lawns, the company with black trucks and green lawns. 272-7171.
Hey, this is David and Becca from Fantail Seafood and Steakhouse. For the best steak, fresh crawfish, or our excellent catch of the day, come check us out.
For the ultimate dining experience, try our 8-ounce true center cut filet mignon, served over fresh mashed potatoes, or our 3.5-pound tomahawk ribeye.
This baby melts in your mouth and is enough to feed two or more easily.
Starting Monday, March 13th, we'll be offering weekday meat and three lunches along with a Sunday brunch that will become the talk of the town. When you think of lunch, brunch, or dinner,
think Fantail,
where we're always off the hook.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You put your feelings in, you take your logic out, you vote for Joe Biden, and you riot through your town. You do the wokey pokey, and you spread your lies around. That's what it's all about. You bring your woke buddies in, you push others away. You learn gender studies, but you can't earn any pay. You do the walkie-pokey, thinking you are so profound. That's what it's all about. You say it's Exxon's fault that the world will burn, but I notice you don't take your bike to work. You do the walkie-pokey, and you spread your lies around. That's what it's all about. You do the walkie-pokey, 'cause you're so woke.
At 8:26 on News Talk 93.1 FM, I saw Sky Mosley in the hall. We are getting ready for the debut of a brand new show at 9 o'clock, Alabama Unfiltered.
That doesn't mean Joey's no longer here.
No.
He's just moving to 12 noon.
No, I went up to him and I said,
Joey,
how would you like to do noon to 3 someday?
Joey's here now, too.
Wow. Everybody's here. The pressure's on, man. We're being... Yeah. I also heard Up 11 Mangamut was listening to the show this morning, too. Right now, it's time for... Time for Hard News, brought to you by Penny Earn Concrete Technologies.
The Pledge of Allegiance.
Immediately following.
The announcement.
Make an announcement.
Big announcement.
We are going to bring you
today's announcements.
Not by tape recording, but live.
Live.
Immediately following this announcement, you will see a flash and hear a beep. Beep, 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 beep.
All right, for the first time since I can remember, maybe it was going back to the 2016 election, I have watched an hour of Fox News the night that Tucker debuted the January 6th tapes, and again last night as a follow-up. And last night was actually more fun because he went after all the people. I cannot believe our country, founded on free speech, that an actual United States senator would demand a network censor a host who's doing nothing more than putting out the other side of
his story. These lies continue tonight. Rupert Murdoch, who has admitted they were lies and said he regretted it, has a special obligation to stop Tucker Carlson from going on tonight.
Well, he didn't agree with you. Tucker Carlson was on last night. The lies he's referring to have to do with that lawsuit with the Dominion voting machines. But if you have not seen this and you're of the mindset that that was an insurrection, Tucker last night made mincemeat out of Schumer. Who was the other? Mitch McConnell. I should get Joey in here to do his Mitch impersonation. Mitch McConnell shouldn't present. This is Soviet-style politics. It's totally unacceptable, and we're going to take a deep dive on it this afternoon on Happy Hour. I'm sure you'll hear it during the day today, too, at 8:29. If you want to see the miracles that can be created with concrete, you need to visit the Penny Earn Concrete Technologies Facebook page. They do amazing stuff. Yes, it's important to test soil and reinforce basic concrete type work, driveways, parking spaces, sidewalks and patios and so forth, but it's an art, and nobody's better at that art than Penny Earn. Call Tom Latham at 284-9292 for a free estimate. We are looking forward to getting a stamped concrete patio in the back of our house. And as soon as we finish with the IRS, we're going to start. True story. But if you really want to see some of the amazing stuff, the talent, the artistry of concrete, Visit them on Facebook and you will see that virtually anything was in the within the realm of possibilities. That's Penny Earn Concrete Technologies, 284-9292, and our good friend, Tom Latham. And Eric the Dog on the phone.
Hola.
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 What's up?
You know, since Upper Label Megaments listening probably, just want to let them know that you guys are doing an outstanding job.
And, thank you. Not that we would.
And this is a completely unpaid endorsement. Right. Great show you got there, Rick. These guys are doing great.
In
all seriousness.
You know my car in the parking lot? You'll see an envelope sticking out behind the back license plate.
That's for you.
Yeah.
Greg, later. I'll meet you in front of the studio at 6:05. Don't even worry about it.
Appreciate that. That's very kind of you to accommodate me that way. Thank you, Eric the Dog.
All right, y'all.
Hey, Morning Maroon nominees will be coming up very shortly at 8:30.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Call today, 855-777-9785.
This is going to be a very different day than yesterday. Yesterday was 87 with all the humidity of summertime. On March the 7th, today will be closer to reality with temperatures in the lower 70s. We'll be around 73 for a high. That's actually closer to normal. The normal would be 70. So a good bit of sunshine today mixed in with a few clouds. And the breeze has already picked up. We're already gusting to 25 miles per hour out there, out of the east. Mostly cloudy tonight. Overnight low temperature 55. But I think we're dry tonight. Now it's tomorrow when storm system number one arrives.
Oh, that's right. It's Thursday.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
High in the upper 60s tomorrow. Risk of scattered showers, maybe a few thunderstorms by tomorrow afternoon.
Seriously, it's been like every Thursday, right?
Yeah, that's right.
I don't even use a calendar
Thursday
anymore.
Night.
It must be Thursday.
And this started in November.
I mean.
And it's just eerie, like the lake. also, the storms
continue. See what he did, because Erie is like one of the Great Lakes.
And I grew up right on the shore of Lake Erie.
Yeah.
First half of the day, right, Friday, the storms continue. High 72. Then a little break in the action. It's a cool day, sunshine on Saturday with a high in the upper 60s, but it's back to showers and thunderstorms on Sunday again. Right now this morning, northeast winds at 17, gusting to 25 miles per hour. It's 64 now at 8:33.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile devices with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for more information. Member FDIC.
Thank you.
Rich Thomas Weather.
And now...
It is time.
Time for...
Stupid.
News.
News.
What news?
Stupid.
News.
Let's go. I've never done anything on Tinder. I know what it is, and I know how it's used. The reason it's news today is that Tinder is launching a dating dictionary. Are you ready for this?
Okay.
It's designed to help old people...
Boy!
Old people understand and date younger people. These are some of the... If you're older and you want to date somebody younger,
mm-hmm.
and many times that can work out to be a beautiful thing. These are some of the terms you're going to need to learn if you're going to connect on Tinder.
Oh, I can't wait.
And this is done after a poll determined that 2/3 of the people age 18 to 25
mm-hmm.
feel they speak a different language than their parents when it comes to dating. Here's some of the new words. Situationship. When it's more than, a hookup, but not exclusive, okay? Situationship.
Okay.
Dater view? That's when this must have been misspelled. Should I say date review? That was when date feels more like a job interview.
Okay.
But you know what? These days, there are so many things you want to know up front. You want to find out if you've...
Yeah, you got a job, stuff like that.
You know, swap spit, so to speak.
Yeah.
That's right, yeah. You want to jump
to now, that's a dating term from when, you know...
Swap spit.
How about textlationship?
Okay.
We should find somebody old in the building here who we can teach these to, otherwise. Textlationship.
You go point them out to me and let me know who they are.
That's when you text all the time but rarely meet in person.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, here's one that's generational. Ick. I-C-K. Of course, that's anything that's a turnoff. Cushioning. keeping people in your back pocket just in case the person you're dating doesn't work out. It's similar to another term called benching, or you might hear somebody describe that as next on deck. Well, that's one vial away from being mighty vulgar. Kitten fishing.
What is kitten fishing?
Well, catfishing is where you pretend to be somebody else. This is a scaled-back version where you tweak or embellish things about yourself.
Oh, okay.
So you're not saying you're a completely different person. You're just changing just aspects about you are different. Okay.
Highlighting.
If you're known as a dry texter, that means you're somebody.
Dry texter?
That means you're somebody who writes boring texts and doesn't use many emojis.
That's me.
I don't know. Some people are turned off by emojis.
I use them in replies. What do you need? You know, one day, there may be something called the audio emoji, and the show will be totally nonverbal. We will just put smiley faces and sad faces and angry faces and birthday cakes, so you know everything that's going on in the world. 836, one thing that hasn't changed over the last 60-plus years in terms of they've changed with the times and that they have a brand-new state-of-the-art computer set up so they can import your prescription history and health information into their system, but Adams Drugs has built their business on something called customer service. I know that sounds so old-fashioned. So if you're tired of being car four in a long drive-through line, if you're tired of indifference or like, I'm doing you a favor by taking a minute to talk to you, you need to hook up with these people. This is your life. This is your health we're talking about here. And these are folks that have the time to answer your questions about medications, to recommend an over-the-counter solution for something you're dealing with, and to make you feel when you walk out the door, wow, that was great. I feel appreciated. Now, they have beautiful gift shops, and if you need a soda and a candy bar to feel better, they've got that too. But most of all, people, customer service that is so consistent from location to location over 60 years. There are 12. Mine's now the one on Copperfield where they make butt paste, and you should have a jar of that handy at all times too. But there are 11 others, four of which have health clinics, one up the street from us at Perry Hill. Go to adamsdrugs.net to find the one nearest you. Morning Maroon nominees coming up next.
From Skywatch Traffic, here's the latest traffic conditions in the River Region with Wendell J.
We remain busy all over the area this morning, but we're beginning to see a little curtailment of the early morning rush. Still busy on I-65 southbound inbound to Montgomery, Norman Bridge Road, Northeast Boulevard, and East Boulevard. Those are some of our busiest areas at the moment. Taylor Road is busy from Vaughan up to I-85, and Troy Highway continues to put cars on the East and East South Boulevard. Buckle up, keep it here. We will keep you updated. Front Porch Grill in Millbrooks, where friends meet, home-cooked meals are served, and no one's a stranger. Stop by the Front Porch Grill, Deansville Highway in Millbrook. Wendell J., Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Sun, Sun CDJR of Montgomery. Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is now Sun CDJR. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sun CDJR. Family owned, family driven.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. When you call Alabama Home Mortgage, from the moment we pick up the phone, you will hear the difference. We are passionate about what we do. To us, you're not just another applicant. When you call on us, you are trusting that we have your best interest at heart, and we do. We treat our customers like family, and that's why our customers turn into family, coming back to us time and time again. We know you have many options when it comes to mortgage financing, and we appreciate the opportunity to earn your business. We are excited to hear from you. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our passion is just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan, call Alabama Home Mortgage, because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586, 368, Equal Housing Lender.
Did you know your homeowner's insurance doesn't cover termite treatment or damage? That's okay, because Best Pro is here to protect your most costly investment. We are the only company in the River Region with a Termidor HP2 injection unit. We bring the best and newest technology to your home. Call today for a free evaluation, 265-9990. That's 265-9990. When you want to know, call a pro. Pest Pro Services.
The side benefit is you don't have to move out. You don't have to move in with your in-laws.
You don't have to be displaced.
Ben Strout's business is called Another Story. He and his business partner have patented a way to add a second floor to a house without first removing the roof. The implications and business opportunities are huge. Listen to What's Working Saturday noon or find us online at whatsworkingcam.com.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We can be an astronaut or a pilot on a flight. A Fortune 500 executive join the army and fight. They said we couldn't do these things, but we proved that we can. We can race NASCAR, be a president while looking better than a man. Celebrate women, W-O-M-E-N. I'll say it again. We can raise kids, mow the lawn, and still have enough time to have a fulfilling career, relax with a glass of wine. Thank you to all our heroic sisters of history. There's nothing in this world women and girls cannot achieve. Celebrate women, W-O-M-E-N. I'll say it again. Celebrate women, W-O-M-E-N. 'Cause we ride.
It is 8:41 on News Talk 93.1 FM on International Women's Day. And I, since we know that upper-level Mangelman is listening,
we should probably try to be good.
No.
No?
Why change now? No, we should acknowledge that our boss, Mr. Butters, yeah. Rick Peters!
I know, but it's just... You've been calling him that for God knows how long.
It's about to be 18 years here, man. That's hard to believe. No, he was one of the very first programmers in America to open the door for women to be on radio. Sometime when you have a minute to chat with Rick, ask him about Irene Richard.
Irene Richard?
Irene Richard, okay.
Oh. He probably will. Find something else to do.
He'll know who that is then.
Will he? Oh yeah.
Okay.
No, here's the thing. Because we have worked with some incredible women, but with attitude issues. We don't want to name any names, but she could be a little bit maudlin at times. I know where we were. Because we have a brand new show. And for the first time in all these years, we've got to get to it on time, and we're looking forward to it. Alabama Unfiltered, premiering in 17 shopping minutes from right now. First,
I've done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again.
Whoops. Clap for that, you stupid bastard.
Time for the Morning Brew nominees, and boy, today, the big challenge was finding where to start. But we're going to start right here in Alabama.
Okay.
And I want to thank correspondent Doc Green for providing this one to us. Mm-hmm. These guys had a rather unusual plan, a heist plan. They were going to steal one of those speed warning trailers.
Yeah, yes.
And it shows up, you know, when you drive mm-hmm. past. It tells you, like, the one, and one I hate is from 65 to 85 southbound. Mm-hmm. Because that curve is so tight. And you're supposed to go 35 there, you would back up traffic to Clanton if everybody took that curve at that speed.
They've got them in neighborhoods now, too, some of them.
Well, what's happened is these signs contain batteries that are valuable on the resale market. Yeah. And they also not only have video cameras, so they can catch cars, but GPS. So it didn't take long for the thieves to be found in Russell County, Alabama. Among other maroons, we have a man who, and I don't know how they do it. This is like a Ponzi scheme. This is a Bernie Madoff, Junior Bernie Madoff, embezzled $9 million. Now, who's the maroon? Him? Because he's going to jail for a long time. Or the people that bought into his poop-to-energy Ponzi scheme?
Wait a minute. What is that about?
That sounds legit.
66-year-old Raymond Brewer of Porterville, California, pled guilty to all these charges, stole $8.75 million from investors over 5 years, promising to take poop and convert it into a methane gas that could be sold as energies on dairies in various counties in California. But these were called digesters. So they would take the cow and produce the methane from that. He spent it on stuff like a new house and a Dodge Ram pickup truck.
Oh, poop.
Not very smart. And you never know what you're going to find when you're working in customs. The police arrested a man in Peru. When they inspected his cooler bag, they found an ancient mummy believed to be 600 to 800 years old, cowering in the fetal position. The gentleman who had that bag, his 24-year-old, referred to the mummy as his spiritual girlfriend, whom he had named Juanita. Like Barney's girlfriend at the diner. I guess at first when the police saw the 600-year-old mummy, they thought it might be Madonna.
Okay.
Sometimes you got to provide your own rim shots.
Yeah, well.
You're out of
rules. All right, so who's the craziest?
I don't know.
Juanita.
I like that,
but
too.
But the poop punji
scheme.
Really?
They all the real winners today.
They all deserve a nomination just for that. See, now, thing is, a lot of guys or women on International Women's Day do these Ponzi things, and they make a ton of money, but they eventually get caught. And they're going away for a long, long time.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
What an imbecile. What an ultramaroon.
Yeah, we call it embezzlement here. 8:46 before we check in for our final traffic of the morning. A reminder that shopping wiser for furniture means Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings. Wiser for a whole bunch of really good reasons. One, selection. When you're shopping for something, the more you see, the better the chances you'll find exactly what you're looking for. With 65,000 square feet at Kaiser, they've got the space to cover every taste and style. Wiser, location, location, location. Sales tax on whatever you buy, big or small, is 8.25 and not 10 like it is in the city of Montgomery's. Location also convenient to anybody in the Ruhr region. Above and beyond that, two of the greatest assets at Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings are named Stella and Cheryl, who have true furniture and decor expertise to help you find what you're looking for in the budget you have to work with. And by the way, on that budget issue, don't forget they can connect you, qualified customers, with a Synchrony luxury account if you spend $1,000 or more at 0%. And that is my favorite interest rate when it comes to spending. Again, 4044 Wetumpka Highway. I think you'll be inclined to want to visit after you visit them online at shopkaiser.com.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
From Skywatch Traffic, here's the latest traffic conditions in the River Region with Wendell J.
We have a new accident, Highway 14 and Highway 143 in Elmore. Please use caution there. They're calling that a minor accident. In Montgomery, not looking too shabby at the moment. We still have a little bit of traffic on West Boulevard, Southwest Boulevard, Fairview Avenue, and Norman Bridge Road inbound. Those are our busiest spots, really, at the moment. Everything else, light to moderate traffic. We'll keep you updated. Your good credit, no money down, gets you anything on the lot at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Toyotas, Chevys, Fords, they're all at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter on the East Boulevard. Wendell J. Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Suns. Suns Kia of Montgomery. Brubaker Kia is now Suns Kia. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Suns Kia of Montgomery. Family owned, family driven.
What'll it be, Joe?
Coffee and apple pie. Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load.
and they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Madge, I'd like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here, I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look, and they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
That'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Well, don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Restaurants come and go. They open to big fanfare, but if they can't deliver, they're gone. Poof. For 25 years and going strong, Sinclair's has been offering a truly exceptional dining experience for you from the corner of Taylor and Vaughn Roads. Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat and three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner. Want to eat lighter? Check out Sinclair's many satisfying salads for both lunch and dinner. Sinclair's, now offering takeout and curbside service too. Sinclair's, where there's live music every Wednesday through Saturday. And Sinclair's is now totally non-smoking.
I'm Johnny Sullivan, I'm from Sinclair's Restaurant, and I'd like to invite you for lunch and dinner.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. At the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant.
Sinclair's is hiring, offering competitive pay to host, hostesses, servers, and experienced cooks. Apply in person weekdays between 1 and 2 and 4 and 6.
Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's, 25 years and going strong.
This is Zach with Dry County Pond over here in Prattville, Alabama. We've been advertising on Blue Water Broadcasting here for a little while, and the results we've been getting are outstanding. If you're looking to do any advertisement, I would highly recommend Blue Water Broadcasting.
Our advertisers are our biggest advocates. Call us to find out how radio can increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's March 8th, the greatest day ever. On the 8th of March, 1993, Beavis and Butthead premiered on MTV. The crude animated series would become MTV's highest rated show.
You said would.
Would. Have a great March 8th, the greatest day ever.
At 8:52, that means 8 minutes to the premiere of a brand new show. And we are nervous. Everybody here is a little nervous because this is new. We want to make sure we get into it on time. Dude, so we're going off the air 8 minutes early.
Just to make sure we do it right.
Yeah, because I don't want to get yelled at. I do not need to get yelled at today. I am having a very serious medical procedure Tuesday that I need to stay mentally healthy.
They're just doing a heart cath, right?
Yes.
Which I know is, you know, it's not, oh, they're just doing
a heart cath. You can die during one of those. Of course, you can also die during an enema. It doesn't really matter. It's just, you know, it's the body. Sometimes things happen.
Anything can go south. Yeah, exactly.
No, actually, I'm in a way kind of excited.
Because, for a heart cath?
Well, they say that after they clean out those arteries that you feel...
But they're doing a heart cath to look and see, or what do they do? Are they doing a procedure as far as... Are you getting stents or something?
I don't know.
Okay.
No, I didn't... I'm not doing any stents.
Yeah.
No, I'm... This is... The way I understand it, I'm not an expert on the surgery.
Or maybe you didn't want... If you didn't want to bring it up... What am I saying? You talk about all your stuff on here. Of course you'd bring it up.
No, it's kind of like a Roto-Rooter procedure.
Yeah.
Obviously,
the first time I ever had a heart cath was when I also had stents installed. And I can say, after that whole thing was done, man, life was a lot different. And I don't mean in a bad way. Less frequent headaches.
Right. I am planning on... Look... If before this thing is done, if I can do 7 miles a day, like yesterday it was 87 degrees, I'm in pretty good shape.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm expecting this to actually make my days a little bit easier. On the other hand, do I think it's going to make my radio work any better?
No.
At 8:54. So the story I wanted to go back to, we touched on this very early this morning, And I'm still not 100% convinced this is not some kind of a gag these two
I don't get it, man. It's all right.
But Nick Cannon, who has already fathered 12 kids with six different women, a show on E! Hosted by Kevin Hart, looking for his next baby mama. Is this what we want
to put? This is what it's come to.
You're on a game show right now.
Kevin Hart and Nick Cannon are coming to E! For the mother of all game shows.
Having my baby with Nick Cannon.
You got pyro?
Yeah. You're going to get some contestants that want to have your baby.
We're not kidding around.
Eeny, meeny, miny.
Let's go.
Who's Having My Baby with Nick Cannon, hosted by Kevin Hart. This spring, only on E!
Now, you can see how that could be taken as a parody, but I don't think it is.
I don't know. I do they have to sign a waiver? Like, hey, if you win this, then you and Nick got to, you know. And then can you have season two? I mean, can you? How many seasons of this game can you have?
Yeah. Well, I don't know how old he is, but I would think it could go on for several
seasons. What if there's a tie?
Here's the thing. Look, he's got money now, right? What? Who's the clown that got all those people killed at Astroworld? Yeah, he's got a lot of money now, but what happens if things change at show business? You can go from, you know, to broke to bust very quickly.
I mean, you got to think they're probably signing something that says you cannot file suit for sexual harassment. Maybe. I don't even know. It sounds real enough.
Yeah.
Especially when they add the point of E. I was like, well, right. Yeah, okay, that's fine, sure.
I'm not a fan of the concept. I think it's taking having a baby a little bit.
I don't get it. I just don't get it. I don't want to have babies, but yeah, I don't get it.
I don't know if there's any prize money involved with this.
We don't know.
But here's the thing. You already have 12, and I'm sure he's got financial commitments based on his income today.
Well, maybe this is helping to pay those.
Yeah, I need the money from this baby-making show to pay for all the babies I've already made and the baby mamas that have them. Just a little bit crazy. By the way, we are going to be in a family way this afternoon. Jacqueline Tomlinson going to sidekick along with Amy Hampton, and I am so looking forward to this. I have a ton of stuff. Now, we will hit all the hard news that's going on without question, but we have some really interesting stuff that their expertise will really come in handy on, and that will be at 3 o'clock this afternoon on News Talk 93.1 event. We are out of space right now, so on behalf of Rich and Jay, thanks for tuning in, and I will see you at 3 after...
Join. Thank you.